If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. All right, let's talk about the two kinds of tools that you actually need in order to get started as a designer, but really a design business, because that's really who I'm talking to, is people who they always say, I just want to be a designer, but being a designer by itself means you're going to go work in-house and design for someone else. Most of you come here because you want to design for yourself, right? So that means you actually want to own a design business. And most designers aren't thinking like that, which is why so often they, you know, do it for 3 months or a year and then they give up because they haven't been thinking about the fact that what they're trying to create is a little more complicated than just being a designer. Okay, back to tools. So we have two sets of tools that we need as designers. So as designers, we need these physical tools, computers, software, maybe an iPad or a Cintiq, maybe a Wacom tablet, things that will make the process of designing easier, right? A pencil. Oh my gosh, if you're like sketching, you need a pencil, you need paper, right? These are tools that we need in order to get started as designers, okay? These are the things, in my opinion, that everybody's thinking about when they're first getting started. And especially, you know, I get a lot of questions about what kind of computer do you use and what kind of software and all that. It's very simple, you guys. Most computers at this point are great, have something with lots of memory, lots of, you know, graphics. PC or Mac doesn't matter these days. I personally use a Mac, but I know lots of people who use PCs. I love for you to also have some kind of software or something where you can draw more naturally. So that means either a Wacom tablet or a Cintiq or an iPad or a computer. So some computers now have touch screens where you can just draw directly on it. So all of those things work. You just need the asset to get you where you need to go, right? Secondly, you need software. Right now, Adobe software is what you need. Procreate is a nice second to that for if you've got an iPad. Illustrator on the iPad will come in that Adobe suite if you're using the iPad for things. So these are like the things that I think like the tactical things are, people like, I need this in order to get started. And the answer is yes, you do. Okay. So those are great tools to get you started. The other set of tools that you need is design education, understanding and mastering the software, understanding the strategies and vehicles for which you can sell your products, right? So the one that everybody hears about is licensing. You guys have heard me talk about licensing on this so very often. Licensing contracts are very difficult to get. That's what almost everybody's teaching, and they're teaching everybody how to do this. And it's usually like sending an email with your work and hoping that you can get in. And, you know, I've heard stories of people being discovered. It is such a small chance. And in this day and age, there's no reason that you can't be a designer and make steady income from other methods. Okay. So those are the tools that almost everybody forgets. Everybody thinks, well, if I get a PC or a Mac and I can start drawing in the software, I'm a designer, right? If you get my book, you'll see that I talk about the good, better, best model. When you are good, usually very often it's just because you're just learning the software, you know, and that is what the tools will do. It will give you access to the software and to be able to use them and understand the limitations. Almost anyone who becomes a designer who makes any kind of money usually also needs that better, best model, which means that you need to have understanding of great design work, which usually takes some education. Some of you have amazing eyes, and that is phenomenal. But being able to speak about it, being able to really use it, show it in formats that work, those are more marketing techniques. And so we really emphasize and teach in our programs all of those types of business type things, right? Because those set of tools, it's the tools that nobody thinks they need, which is why so much of the industry looks oversaturated when it's filled with people who have started an Etsy shop, they've left it open, they worked on it for 2 or 3 months, maybe even 6 months or a year, and then they left it. And there's not very many products in there, and they haven't done anything since. But it looks oversaturated, right? So it feels like, oh my gosh, all of these people are designing, and you know, there's no room for me. When the truth is, if you get the initial set of tools, you're getting started, so that's great. But it's the second set of tools that sets apart the real designers from those who are just kind of messing around, okay? So get yourself some business strategies, get yourself some knowledge of how to become even better, improve your design skills. I'm not talking about just the skills that you learn in college. I have a lot of graphic designers who join my program because there's a set of skills that you learn in design school. Those are the skills we taught. And then there's a whole nother set that happens from experience, from actually being in the field. And those are the ones I really want you to get. Those are the tools that will serve you for a very long time. Both important, okay? Like, you can't, I mean, I'll have someone start my program and, or ask to be in my program, and they will say they don't have a computer yet. And I'm like, okay, how fast can you get a computer? Or how fast can you get an iPad? Or how fast, you know, like, we need to have these tools to even get started. They're like fundamental, right? But then in order to be successful, we need this other set of tools, strategy, business, understanding of great design work, understanding how to niche out in a way that makes a lot of sense so that we can make money, which makes it so that we can actually have a career in design. All right, I hope that helped. I love these both of these sets of tools. I think if you are here and you are just getting started, for sure, start with those sets of tools that are going to help you start playing around in the software, helping you understand the limitations of the software. That to me is like key. Limitations of the software is key. It's so amazing because once you know what you can and you can't do in the software, the better you will become as a designer. It's so good, okay? And then from there, find ways to, you know, like coming to this podcast, listening to this podcast, like listening to and getting strategy, helping and figuring out what business tactics you need so that you can create a long-lasting career in design. All right, guys, hope that helped, and I will talk to you soon.
Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.